This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, folks, welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm in Bismarck today. Dakota Carrier Network is where we're broadcasting from. We're here today for a interesting little town hall about connectivity, number one, which North Dakota is doing really, really good at. The rural telephone co-ops own Dakota Carrier Network, and Dakota Carrier Network is essentially the facilitator for all the data we use. Do you know, here's an amazing stat for you. We, mostly Todd, but a little bit me, probably Manny some too, and Nolan as well contributed this. The data that we use online doubles every 12 to 18 months. Can you believe that? I mean, just wrap your mind around that when you think about, okay, what you're doing today, a year, year and a half from now, it's going to be double that in the amount of data. This is how much data intertwines with everything we do. Does that surprise you, Todd? It grows that much?
I got a question. What's going to happen when we get all these autonomous cars going? Because then there's data from the cars up and back and stuff.
Yeah.
And in fact, GM just put out a car that doesn't even have a steering wheel. I got to read up on that and find out how do we take it over. But that's on point. But
amazing.
Speaking of autonomous cars, like, oh, great. We're actually going to go there. Huh? Anyway.
Yeah, so it's kind of amazing. And a fun little story. We'll tell you more about it. Congressman Kevin Cramer. He is here. We, of course, made big news with Congressman Cramer yesterday. We want to talk a little bit about that or anything else on your mind in this first hour. But Congressman Cramer will be here along with the folks from Dakota Carrier Network and a group called Connect Americans Now. And this is a group that is saying, hey, we need connectivity like we have in North Dakota and all these other countries. And they also want the white spaces to be able to use that for. In other words, and what white space is kind of a techie, wonky thing. Congressman Kevin Cramer has been a proponent of this. Microsoft has been a proponent of this. The rural telephone co-ops Dakota Carrier Network are sort of a wait-and-see kind of mode right now, testing it, trying to see will that white space actually allow for more of that. So that's the whole discussion we're going to have in the second hour today. And Congressman Cramer and others, panel of folks will be here, and we'll learn a lot, so it should be fun. But this first hour, anything on your mind? You had a chance now, 24 hours ago, Congressman Kevin Cramer on this program announced he would not be a candidate for the U.S. Senate. What now? What do you think? What are you thinking? Here's my Frank Friday talk on this, by the way. First of all, one of the reasons Congressman Cramer cited for not running is that this race is still winnable without him in it. Okay? And you heard him say Tom Campbell, who is an announced candidate, has been for 6 months, could win this race. I see a lot of internet chatter. Sort of poor me, oh no. I mean, Republicans in general, and I count myself among this group of conservatives, have a tendency to sort of, have a circular firing squad going far too often, right? Where you're just, and I always attribute it to the fact that I think, politically speaking, Republicans are just not as good at the game as Democrats are. Mostly, I happen to argue, because Republicans work for a living. I mean, they're doctors and lawyers and business people and entrepreneurs and builders and doers and farmers and ranchers. And, Democrats, tend to want to save the world and come out of college, as more of a bleeding heart kind of, I can run and save the world. And so they just end up doing this as a profession where Republicans are by and large, not always, but by and large, more often citizen legislators. And so therefore, they're just not as good at the politics. And so I just look at some of this stuff and say, stop already with the poor me. This is terrible. This is awful. Because I agree. I think Tom Campbell can win this race. I think Tom Campbell, having been in it for 6 months, having spent a lot of money in a very unconventional fashion very early to get his name ID up to a point where he is now beating Heidi Heitkamp in the polls, is something every Republican in North Dakota ought to applaud. They had to slap him on the back and say, good job. Now, some people say, I don't know that he's not going to be a good enough candidate, and he'll be, they have their reasons, whatever, that's fine. But acknowledge what he's done, okay? Acknowledge what he's done and say, attaboy. Because a lot of other Republicans could have done it. They talk about it. They talk about it. They don't do it. That's my Frank Friday talk for you. Do it. Put your name on the line. Write checks yourself. Get in the game. Before you go around saying, oh, this person can't do this or this past person can't do that. That having been said, there's still plenty of time. A convention coming up in April. If somebody thinks I could do a better job, I could be a better spokesperson, I'm willing to go to that convention or go to a primary and spend the money. Good. Do it. That's how democracy works, and it's fantastic. But don't bellyache about it. Don't sit there and pour me in. I just think that's awful. Other quick thing I want to just get off my chest on a Frank Friday, and then welcome your Frank Friday comments as well, is, this obsession in the media over the comments of Donald Trump in a meeting, private meeting. Some Democratic aide runs to the media and says, Donald Trump used a word that rhymes with spit hole, Todd. I don't know if you're familiar with a word that rhymes with spit hole. If not, just watch television, because they can't say it enough. They're saying it over and over and over again. And he is using that word that rhymes with spit hole to describe some countries that, Todd, if I today got on the radio and said, okay, the next 10 people who call that would like to go live in Haiti, we will pay your expenses. We'll move you there. We'll find you a home. We'll do everything. You can move to Haiti on us. Call now. Do you think the critics would be out in big numbers?
The crickets would be out in big numbers.
Yeah, what did I say? Critters? Yeah, crickets is what I meant to say. Yeah. In other words, nobody would want to do it.
Right.
I think the term Donald Trump used, if he used it, he's saying now he didn't. Whatever, doesn't matter. Is one that would fairly be used in a lot of places, maybe a watering hole after a couple of beers, whatever. The fact that people are freaking out about this and trying to make it a racist, make him a racist and everything else, shows you how stupid, and I don't use that word lightly, how stupid they are, folks. They're stupid. They don't get what this last election was all about. People are done with this stuff. What are you more worried about? Are you more worried about $20 trillion in debt in this country? Are you more worried about porous borders where people pour across the borders and the illegal immigration or sanctuary cities that say, well, you can break the law and come here. We'll take care of you. About giving billions of dollars to Iran. Are you more worried about that? You're more worried about North Korea and Kim Jong-un and his finger on the button? Come on, folks. What are you more worried about? Don't get sucked into this vortex, which is nothing other than a fake news criminal enterprise. Day after day after day, they're hoping to wear you down and have you say, okay, the guy's an idiot. I can't stand him. I wish he'd go away. He's a loser. It's not going to happen because he's speaking for a lot of Americans. Oh, I'm so sick of this. Every day, the same stuff, trying to make mountains out of molehills. I really...
And now the punchline, you should have heard what he said about Washington.
That's a good punchline. I love it. So that's my Frank Friday comments. Yours are welcome on those topics or any topic. Give us a call. Text Todd, 226-8503. Text me, 367-2054. Frank Friday, my pillow winner. The comment that just, knocks us on our heels today from a first-time caller wins a MyPillow, okay? So let Manny know if you're a first-time caller when you call us at 800-228-0550. Henry in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, I called a couple weeks ago predicting that Kevin Cramer wouldn't run, and I stand by exactly what I said then, is that these guys get into office, and it doesn't matter what side you're on, and this is how the swamp starts, is they start making $180,000, $200,000, health insurance, all the power that comes with it, and they sell their souls. It's a sad thing. Doesn't matter which side you're on, to be fair. Kevin Cramer didn't want to run because it wasn't a guaranteed deal. And we need
I don't
more
think that's why
Donald
he didn't
Trump.
Want to. I mean, Henry, I will just tell you, that's not why he didn't run. I mean, he didn't run.
No, I mean, that's your spin on it. That's his spin on it, that he's going to have all this power, all this clout, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, come on. Seriously?
Well, seriously, yeah. I mean, just let's just go through the basics of this for a second, Henry. If you're a freshman senator versus a, three-term, four-term congressman that's on a committee that is losing, seniority ahead of you that you continue to move up on, Energy and Commerce Committee, yeah. I think you're in swamp mode thinking the Senate is the end-all, be-all. He doesn't think that way. Now, again, you can think anything you want, but my point is you can't ascribe things to him that he just told us were the exact opposite. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm just, you know, and that's like I said, it's okay if it's on the other side. We condemn them. But on our side, it's all fine. I'm just being a realist. Actually, he's a nice guy. I've met him. He's a nice guy. It's nothing personal. I'm just telling you, if you want the guys that want to go in for a couple terms, do the job like a Trump or our great governor of North Dakota is doing right now and get out. Otherwise, all you're doing is voting in these entrenched people. I mean, you go ahead. Tell me all his qualifications that makes him the best congressman other than he's been in there. What? How many terms did he say now? What did he do before that? There's none of that. So
I think your record of what you've done is what you go on. But appreciate the call. I'm going to keep going here because I got a full bank of calls. Gary in Jamestown, your take. Take it away.
Yes. Good morning. I think Donald Trump should double down on his comment yesterday about S-dash-dash-dash whole countries. if these countries meet the definition of S-dash-dash-dash whole countries,
right.
they should be proud of it. Stand up and celebrate it.
Yeah. All right, Gary, got the point. Appreciate the call. I love all the creative ways we're saying this. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to hot spring spas and pool tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Look for hot spring spas and pool tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Day in North Dakota all year long is Giving Hearts Day. It's coming up in February. We love being part of this. It's a wonderful opportunity for great charities to get the word out and connect with folks that are willing to part with their hard-earned money and help these causes. Matthew Halloway is here from PATH ND. PATH North Dakota is a treatment foster care agency across North Dakota. Oh, man, talk about a worthy organization of your hard-earned dollars. And The help that comes from foster parents is a special place in heaven for them. Wow. Matthew, give me an idea of the need for foster parents.
You bet. There's a great need for foster parents in the Fargo area and all across North Dakota. As we look at any one time right now, there's about 60 kids on a waiting list that we would love to get into foster homes. And as we look at the need, one of the primary needs right now for foster parents are those that are willing to take sibling groups, those that are willing to take teenagers, older kids, and the need is there, and it's continuing to grow, and we just need good foster parents that can come in and open their hearts and open their homes to help us take care of these kids in need of placement.
And how does someone become a foster parent? What should they do?
You know, one of the things, the easiest things they can do is they can reach out to us here at PATH. They can check out our website at www.pathinc.org or give us a call at 877-766-7284 and just ask to visit with a foster parent recruiter. There's no obligation. Just sit down, and it's a great opportunity to sit and learn about what it takes to become a foster parent.
ImpactGiveBack.org allows you to connect with these charities all year long. And, of course, Giving Hearts Day, your donations are doubled. So check it out, ImpactGiveBack.org, and to find out more about PATH ND. Fascinating, and appreciate the update. Keep doing the good work, Matthew. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. All right, who's next? Tom, West Fargo. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Just real quick, I'd like to know is why do we give money to all these countries that hate us? Why the billions and billions of dollars every time they come up? I guess that's a genuine question.
It's very racist. You're very racist, Tom. We don't allow racist comments like that on the program. That's you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is how they shut you down. That comment has been uttered in many watering holes across the United States too, right? Just like the one that rhymes with the spit hole. I don't think it's productive for Donald Trump to ask that question in a meeting with a bunch of swamp dwellers who have the ability to go out and tell the media so that we have to talk about it for 24 hours. I'd rather he not. But the idea that somehow this now makes him a horrible, awful, terrible person, or you, for suggesting why do we give money to the countries that hate us? These are the basic common sense questions people ask themselves and why they said, enough already. I'm going to vote for a guy who was on TV. How could he do worse than these guys? Right? That's what happened with Donald Trump. So I'm with you. Brad Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 2580550. Frank Friday, we're just laying it on the line today. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. The one thing I was going to say is this whole thing is a giant distraction. It's kind of an unforced error that my one criticism of Trump is I wish he would quit giving the media fodder for this kind of stuff because, I mean, all they do then is, like you just mentioned, we're going to spend a day or two talking about basically nonsense. I mean, I don't think the guy's racist because he said it. It's the truth. But he gives them this stuff, and then we get distracted from the real issues that are important.
Yeah, and I've said this before, and callers have been critical of me for saying it, but I think a fair criticism of Donald Trump, our president, a fault that he had is his lack of discipline on some of this stuff. And it's a message discipline, right? Because, you know, first of all, yeah. he's president. We want him to succeed. We want him to build the wall, right? And days like this make that more difficult, right? Because
that's
Democrats
exactly
that might have been.
Point.
Yeah, Democrats that might have been thinking, hey, you know what, I'm going to go along with the DACA deal because I want the DACA deal, but I'll go along with the wall then. Now get scared because of days like this. So, you know, it's just basic, simple discipline. Any elected leader knows that. Any company knows that. Anybody that does branding knows that. And the guy knows branding. So that is something that he can definitely get better. My saving grace in it when I see it happen, Brad, I think it's just, I hope, kind of a humbling of Trump a little bit that he'll see this and get a little better at it all the time. You know, I mean,
sure hope you're right. Sure hope you're right, because this is not the first time. It's been a few of these things already, and I don't remember the specifics, but, you know, we're causing ourselves problems, and he's causing himself problems. Just control yourself a little bit.
And again, this one is defensible. This is something that I don't think hurts him politically because it's a comment made by many others. But it sucks so much oxygen out of being able to push proactively for something rather than being defensive and having to say no, but. That's the bad part, I think. I do. I agree with you, Brad.
That's my point. Thank you.
It's a good point. And I will say this, no matter what he does, the swamp is going to try and throw stuff at him. So you got to realize that. Even if he was disciplined, they'd still be pulling their garbage. But it doesn't mean he needs to do it. Jim, Fargo, go. You're next.
Well, you have to realize that the more successful Trump gets, the more the Republicans and the Democrats are going to pile on him because they cannot stand to have an outsider being as successful. They can't take it. They need to stop it, and they will do it at all costs. And that includes 80% of the so-called Republicans. They do not want success. They do not want Trump succeeding. And they'll leap on everything. And quite frankly, I think the vast majority of people love his candidness and his honesty because, like you said, he hasn't said anything that most Americans haven't said.
Yeah, very true. And you're right. I mean, but I think it's easier to fight against that, Jim, if we're not having to play whack-a-mole, because you're right. Everything you said about the swamp's true, and left and right. They're going to continue to come at him. But let's save our powder for being able to defend why we need the wall, being able to defend why tax cuts matter, be able to defend why we need to take out North Korea or whatever it is. Ron, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, great show. Thanks for talking about this. I guess what Trump tweeted this morning, he denies saying anything of that sort, actually. In other words, he denies saying that. So somebody's making something up. That's all. I heard the conversation coming in and thought, hey, you know, I bet a lot of these folks don't even know about the tweet this morning.
So it's a fair point. He said he used strong language, I think was the word, or I can't remember the tough language, but he didn't use that word. But he didn't use that word. Then they, of course, immediately run to the little mamby-pamby whoever leaker is from the meeting, and they say, oh, no, he's lying now. So this is the ping-pong back and forth that's going on. But it's a fair point on your part. If I hadn't mentioned it already, we should mention it, that the president has denied it, that he used that word. But I'm not sure he should. Whatever. Jamie and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott.
Hello, sir.
Hey, I got a comment and then another little comment after that. But first of all, you got to quit lamenting about Trump saying stuff. It's not going to change. If he's going to be in there for 7 years, it's not going to change. That's the way he is. I kind of like it when he did that. My wife and I reminded her this morning when she saw it on the news. I said, remember we were in Jamaica on our honeymoon. We were driving to the resort, couple's resort, and what Trump said is what I thought looking around. And when we were on the resort, and I asked to tell the Jamaicans how nice it was there, and you know what they told me? Jamie boy, anywhere outside these beaches and this resort, it's an asshole in this country. So guess what? I guess every Jamaican's a racist and a self-loathing idiot, right? Come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Thanks, Jamie. We'll talk more about that after the break. All right, don't go away.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have asked the caller why he believes the media when they say Trump said what he's alleged to have said. Trump says he didn't. And how many times has the mainstream media lied to the public, that's you and me, about President Trump?
Thanks for the call. Call Delta first. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Talked to Eric this week, and he talked about couple of jobs they were bidding, and how it had been something that started with conversations from folks that heard about Delta Constructors right here on What's On Your Mind, called them, brought them in, now bidding on their jobs, saving them money, turnkey well sites. That's how it works, folks. Call Eric today, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net to make everything easier. Here's a caller from yesterday that was one of those calls you remember. It was the first call that Congressman Cramer took after he was on the program announcing that he was not seeking re-election. And the caller got emotional, and Kevin got emotional, and we all had a little lump in our throat. So listen to this.
Hi, Kevin. I just want to say you are gutsy, and thank you. And you are wise. So thank you for making that decision. I agree with all of your reasoning. It's just, you know, your family's important, and thank you for thinking of us. You do us proud where you are, and you do good things for us.
Well, thank you.
Brought me to tears, and I can't get over them. There is a God in heaven who answers prayer.
you're making me struggle.
I'm glad to have you on this team as a representative for us, and we need wise people in the House as well as the Senate.
That was Sue and Mandan that called with that comment for Congressman Cramer, and you know, calls like that really break through sort of all the chattering class and all the expertise and all the punditry, and you know, really get down to the heart of the matter. And she recognized that Kevin had said, number one, prayed about it. Number two, saw too many impacts on the family and just said, family's important, and there's a God in heaven that answers prayers, and by golly, we got you in the House. So, isn't that cool? I thought it was cool. Anyway, that's Delta helping us celebrate our callers. One call does it all to Delta, and our call of the day, you heard it right here on What's On Your Mind. Okay, back to the phones. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Haven't even got to the text yet. Too many calls. First-time caller with the best call of the morning gets a free MyPillow. If Jamie had been a first-time caller, he might have gotten it, because he did have me chuckling about, how about that? Hearing that and then hearing a story, You know, so you hear the president and this word, this controversy, and then you recall a story that actually someone from that a country describes their own country like that is just absolutely priceless. But his larger point was stop expecting Trump to change. And I found myself remembering a conversation I had not long ago with Senator John Thune from South Dakota. And, you know, he made the point that he thought the president could do some things a little bit better to help pass the tax cut bill, for instance. And I told him, on behalf of you, the listeners, people are not wanting Donald Trump to change. Why would he? What he does now is what he did as a candidate and he got elected. So why would he change? I feel a need to clarify what I'm saying. I'm saying he can be Donald Trump. Let Trump be Trump. Be Donald Trump 100%. Be authentic to who he is. I'm not saying he becomes a swamp master. I'm just saying be a little smarter, knowing every utterance of yours is going to be used against you. So just make sure every one that you do use is purposeful and for a greater good to get something done. Right? I mean, this seems like a throwaway comment that really doesn't move the ball a lot. I mean, it endears him to some people who would say the same thing and have said the same thing, but they're already with him. We're in the middle of a debate trying to get the wall built. All right? And using the leverage of the Democrats who want DACA and as many immigrants here as possible so they can have more voters. In the middle of that, the comment's not helpful. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not at all trying to go mamby-pamby on you here and say Trump ought to change. I'm not saying that. Dean and Bismarck, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Dean, are you there?
No, not anymore.
Oh, yeah, I heard Dean, and Dean was late for a while. So, Dean, try... We had a bad connection.
You get all the way to that moment, and then you hang up? Oh, no, don't do that.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't hear us or got cut off. I don't know. But 258-0550, sorry about that, 258-0550, give us a call. One of your texters, this is a Facebook comment, I guess, for Todd. You think the president is foul-mouthed? Go see a movie. That's a great comment. You're absolutely right. If you're going to run around and say, and I'm telling you, I've been amazed the amount of people that are just throwing the word that he said, which rhymes with spithole out there, without doing what I'm doing, saying it rhymes with spithole, to try and convey to you the word he used. There's all morning long. You know, any mom getting her kids ready for school, it's unbelievable. We watched a movie the other day at our house. What the heck was it? St. Vincent. Okay, it's PG-13. And our youngest is 14. So, all right, PG-13 should be good. You can't believe how the movie starts. You know, and I'm instantly having to reach for my 14-year-old and say, get over here, you can't watch this. You know, this is garbage on TV, garbage in the... It's unbelievable. So the president describing these countries, as people even in these own countries describe them, is not worthy of our outrage. It's really not. Myron in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
I just hope we can put the swamp dwellers in Washington, i.e. the Democrats, on notice on all the things that they vote against. And they are the swamp. And not talk about the president and the stupid thing that the media tries to portray. DACA, they want to stop the chain migration, put up the border wall, tax bill. They didn't even vote for that. Just Walmart employees, the rich. Give me a break. The debt. They cost the debt. Obamacare. They don't vote to help us. They vote against us. Let's talk about them, not the president.
Yeah, Myron, I've said that all along. I mean, even you know, smart people. People you go to church with, you work with, that you know to be smart people. These aren't just, you know, folks that are got their head buried in the sand. The amount of smart people out there who wring their hands over stuff Donald Trump says or, you know, stop his tweets, and you stop and think for a second, when's the last time this person ever raised a concern about the $20 trillion in debt we have
in
this country? Right? Right? Well, when is the last time this person ever told me they're sick of porous borders?
Thank you.
Or 8 years of Obama when ISIS was kicking our butt. And in a year, Donald Trump has wrapped him up like a bunch of, you know, cockroaches that he's stomping on. Okay.
Thank you.
it really is amazing. And as I say, I don't want to denigrate these people. I don't want to call them dummies. I don't want to do any of that. These are smart people. These are people that run companies and, you know, are teachers and, you know, people that do things. I don't know. Is that an effect of the media? Is it the media that does that, that sucks people into that vortex? Why do they think like that?
I think so, but you know, really, what's in Washington now? They're swamp dwellers. They're living in Washington. They've been in there too long. We need new people in there. Heidi Hightower can be beat in your state. Get behind Kamala, and away we go.
Yeah, this isn't hard. Tim Pawlenty, I hope, is going to run for Senate in Minnesota, save us from the Franken nightmare, which I think would Tim Pawlenty be great.
Wonderful.
Be fantastic. Yeah, he calls himself a Sam's Club Republican. Although now they're closing the Sam's Club in Minnesota, so he'll maybe have to be careful with that. I don't know. which, by the way, is, you know, I know some people are having a lot of heartburn over, but you live it's, for this part of the world, a fairly good-sized metropolitan area. But it's not big. It's not huge. It's not like, you know, Bloomington or anything, right? And you've got, you know, a Sam's Club 5 minutes that way and a Sam's Club 5 minutes that way. Obviously, having two of them is going to hurt the other, and you got all the money and expense. It seems a logical decision, but I get a kick out of people saying, oh, they're giving bonuses so they can close stores. No, they're running a business. They run a business. I mean,
they're running a business in Washington. You should be run like a business, for crying out loud. They just put up the debt to trillions.
Yeah,
shame on them.
And this is why, I don't. Listeners to this program know we don't jump on every Trump, controversy, quote unquote controversy that the fake news media is throwing out there, and then, you know, try and defend it. To me, it's a lot of noise. It's like a whirring fan in the background that you just sort of get used to after a while that you don't even know is on. That's what this garbage is that they're trying to throw at Trump. And they will continue to. This is a battle, folks. This is an enormous battle. This is a battle for the future of the free world. It really is. And to be, pardon my French, Frank Friday, so dumb as to worry about a tweet or a comment in a meeting rather than the fundamental problems that are gnawing at the fabric of our country is dangerous. Don't do
Thank
it.
Thank you very much. Yeah. My statement of the day is shame on them for you voting against all these things. Let's vote for them and make America great again.
Hey, Myron, could I leave you with this?
Yes.
A breaking story just came out that Senator Durbin, who was in that meeting with the president yesterday, said Trump not only called countries the word that rhymes with spitholes, but he repeatedly used vile and racist language during the meeting. So guess what? This is all the proof you need to know Donald Trump's winning. He is winning.
Absolutely.
In a big way. When they pull out vile and racist and, you know, say, no, you're a liar, you said that word, they're on the last throes, man. They're gripping with everything they've got to hang on to power. So
that's all they got to bank on is the racism card, and that president is not a racist by any means. He is trying to make this country better, including every race in this country. Give me a break.
If you disagree with anything you've heard here today, if you just think, boy, Myron, that goofball Myron over there, wherever he is in Minnesota, that Hannon, you're crazy, please call right now,
258-0550.
I'll have a little pillow fight with you, and you can whack me with a pillow we'll give you for free. Tell us where we're wrong. I just want to know why you think that's incorrect. Call right now, 258-0550. Texter, hey, Scott, on Trump's comment about third world countries, President Trump has the cojones. Todd's going to work on translating that word, to say what we ought to here in the real world, what those of us out here in the real world think. That's why we elected him. Trump has the kahunas to say what we out here in the real world think. That's why we elected him. All right. Another texter. Trump gave a fair assessment of those areas. Imagine the blowback if he would have said they were beautiful, wonderful places to live.
I think Lee and Mulhall nails it. Isn't it Frank Friday? Wasn't he being frank?
See, he's just playing along. Exactly right.
It's Frank Friday.
Another texter says, happy Friday, Scott and Todd. Have a great weekend, and go Vikings!
Hey, go!
There you go. All right, if you disagree, call. Let's have a pillow fight, please, now.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is powered in part by clean, beautiful coal, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is an entity I talk about a lot because they're the big backers of affordable, reliable energy, two darn important things to us in this part of the world. As I noticed, the temp was minus 20 plus. You know, you think energy is important? Yeah, clean, affordable coal. And the lignite industry, of course, 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I just wanted to give a call out. I mean, Trump's doing all the right things. I mean, the big question I have is that 2 years ago, if your life isn't better from 2 years ago to now, if you don't have more money in your pocket, then you're doing something wrong. So I don't know how anybody can complain about anything with what Trump's doing. I mean, all he's doing is making things great. And all these people that are whining about it, I just don't understand it. I don't get where they're even coming from on this.
You and I are aligned, Rick. I appreciate the call, and I think that's why we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth and the greatest state on the face of the earth in the greatest country because, you know, obviously, you go look at what North Dakotans think about Donald Trump, one of the reasons that Heidi Heitkamp will be defeated in the next election because North Dakotans get it. So I just wish it would spill to other places. John, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I believe Donald Trump is the most disgusting human being we've ever elected president. I think he's incompetent. I think he's morally bankrupt. And virtually anything else that you come up with that's a negative. But basically, he's just a bad, bad human being.
Bad, bad human being. Okay, so you gave a pretty good laundry list of why you don't like him. What give me you know, the thing that if you had to point to one that encapsulates all that, one decision, one thing he's done, what would it be?
I would say basically his whole deal. He's incapable of telling the truth. He lies as he speaks. He's an incredibly thin-skinned, unimpressive human being with virtually a total lack of knowledge about what is going on in the world.
So you've got an assault of gargantuan proportions on his character there, but I'm just asking for an action.
Thank you. It's his character. He doesn't have it.
Okay, but that's your assessment of his character. I'm just saying all of that leads to a decision that is so wrong, you're just horribly offended by him. And that decision is what?
No, he has no character, is what I'm saying. And apply it to any situation. And
I mean, it's such a bug. What would be an example of how he doesn't have character? Point to one thing that you think he's really done wrong is what I'm trying to get at.
Let's just take something about him and how he approaches his life and his treatment of people. He had a wife, but he decided to hit the nightclub circuit in New York and chase several different women. And, eventually he found a replacement. And he, after running around on his first wife and leaving his kids at home as he was running around, he found a new way.
All right, so let me ask you this, John. I got it. I just don't have a lot of time. I just want to ask you a question. I got your point. And the behavior you described is nothing I would defend, but I would say it is something that has plagued Republicans and Democrats for a long time. Are you saying that is a disqualifier for anybody ever being in politics? If they've been unfaithful, if they have been in multiple marriages, they are now disqualified, Republican, Democrat.
Did I say that? I'm talking about this guy's character.
Oh, I see. So only he should not do it. Hang on, John. We'll be happy to give you a MyPillow. Something is somebody that just vociferously hates the president can't put together a simple sentence about why. And then we get to, okay, he was a philanderer, but I'm only mad at him about that, not anybody else that's done that. Isn't that weird? I don't know. But we will give John a MyPillow because it was a fun little MyPillow fight. I promised I would. So if you are not lucky enough to be John, who doesn't like people who've been divorced, evidently, and doesn't like people that have made poor decisions in their life and they should be now disqualified from politics, you have to buy your MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you get to buy one, get one, give one special. Pat in the Black Hills, real quick, got a minute left for you.
Well, it appears as though we're developing three groups of people. Those who want everything for nothing, those of us that are getting tired of paying for everything, and a bunch of the, I would say, millennium types that are more interested in Facebook and what's going on than being actually interested in and what really is happening.
Maybe. Maybe. And again, that's some of the people I worry for are the people that get worried about small things rather than in big things, Pat. I appreciate the call. Texter says, I'd rather hear the crude truth from President Trump than when we used to hear polished lies from our former president. Interesting comment. Are you going to mention the closing of 63 Sam's Clubs? Now we know how they are paying for the $11 per hour. This is someone that doesn't. No, I disagree. You think that's how they're paying for their $11 per hour?
Yep.
They're paying for their $11 per hour with a tax plan, which they obviously said. The 63 Sam's Club stores closed because they are not a good business decision.
Right, they're not performing, that's true.
Right, that's why you do it. I mean, if you don't make decisions like Sam's did, you and I don't work, Todd. I mean, this idea is just crazy that you don't... You're saying every store you ever open, you leave open just because it was once open? I mean, that's just crazy.
Oh, you're right,
All right, got to take a break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process.
Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.